Welcome to the AADE7 Self-Care Behaviors podcast series. This podcast on problem solving is produced by the American Association of Diabetes Educators, based on materials originally developed through an educational grant from Eli Lilly and Company. What do you do when you have a problem like low blood sugar, hypoglycemia? Do you know what caused it? How can you help reduce the risk of it happening in the future? Everyone encounters problems with their diabetes control. You can't plan for every situation you may face. However, there are some problem-solving skills that can help you prepare for the unexpected and make a plan for dealing with similar problems in the future. Some of the most important problem-solving skills for diabetes self-care are learning how to recognize and react to high and low blood sugar levels and learning how to manage on days when you are sick. Your diabetes educator can help you develop the skills to identify situations that could upset your diabetes control. Did you know that skipping meals and snacks, taking too much diabetes medication, engaging in physical activity, and drinking too much alcohol can all cause you to experience low blood sugar problems? Also, an important thing to keep in mind is that for as hard as you try, no one has perfect diabetes management. You are not perfect. No one is. There will be problems and challenges. The important thing is to learn from each situation. What caused your blood sugar to go above or below target, and what you can do to improve your diabetes self-care. So, when it comes to managing diabetes, here are a few important terms to know. Hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar. Hyperglycemia, which is high blood sugar. Goal setting, which involves choosing a specific task or activity that you want to achieve and making a plan to get there. Now, here are some quick tips for diabetes self-management. Do not go more than 5 hours without eating during your waking hours. Limit your alcohol consumption. Learn how it interacts with your medications and how it affects your blood sugar. When you do drink alcoholic beverages, don't drink on an empty stomach. If you do have a problem with your diabetes control, don't beat yourself up over it. Solve it and learn from it. Talk to your healthcare provider. They can help you come up with solutions. Now, here are a few problem-solving activities. Think about how the following situations may affect you and about what steps you could take to maintain proper control of your diabetes in similar situations. Question 1. You get the flu and notice that your blood sugar levels are higher than normal. What do you do? Question 2. While on vacation, you don't have easy access to a gym or time for exercise. How will you handle this? Is there a public park nearby? A hiking route? Question 3. You have a hard time finding healthy food choices within your family's cultural or taste preferences. What steps can you take? Question 4. Is there something you've been struggling with in your diabetes care? What is it? Question 5. Why do you think this is a problem? When does it occur? Name 2 things you can do to fix it. Question 6. What can you do to prevent it from happening in the future? We hope this inspires you to talk with your diabetes educator or other healthcare provider about how to manage diabetes in different situations. To learn more and find a diabetes educator near you, please visit AADE online at www.diabeteseducator.org.